Now, just before we go to our question of the week this week, just time to tell you the answer to our quiz. We asked you at the beginning what you thought the capacity in either megabytes, gigabytes, or even terabytes of the human brain might be. Now, this is pretty contentious, and there's no one clear answer for this. But we could take one simple approach, which is to say that the human brain contains of the order of about 100 billion nerve cells, so 10 to the 11 cells. Now, if we assume that 10% of them have something to do with memory, we divide that 10 to the 11 by 10, that's 10 to the 10 cells. If we assume that they make about 10,000 connections to other cells, and each connection can be regarded, therefore, as some sort of information, then that means that there are 10 to the 14 connections in the brain, and therefore 10 to the 14 bits of information. There are 8 bits in a byte, so if we divide 10 to the 14 by 8, that's 1.25 times 10 to the 13. So that means that, according to our definition of memory, of being the storage of purely bits of information, the human brain has a storage capacity of something like between 10 and 100 terabytes. So basically, not as much as Google. Now let's find out what the answer is to an perhaps even trickier question. Hannah's had her nose to the ground for this one.
This week, we sniff out the answer to this.
Hi, my name's Adam from Melbourne, Australia, and my question is this. How come in pregnancy, the sense of smell seems to be heightened? What's the reason for this, and what's the science behind it?
So, is it true that sense of smell increases during pregnancy? We churn over the data with Professor Paul Breslin from the Monell Chemical Senses Centre in Philadelphia.
It's quite common for pregnant women to report that odours are stronger for them, that they're more sensitive to odours, that they're somewhat less tolerant of ambient room odours, and that odours tend to be more unpleasant. Laboratory studies have shown that pregnant women rate above threshold odorants, those that are weak to moderately strong, as more intense than do non-pregnant women. There's little evidence, however, that pregnant women are more sensitive to odors in the absolute detection sense. That is, they are not able to detect the presence of odors at lower concentrations.
So it appears that the wide report that sense of smell heightens during pregnancy is not due to increased smell sensitivity, but actually due to above-threshold smells appearing stronger and making them appear more disgusting. But why does this happen? Over to Tim Jacob, Professor of the Psychophysiology of Smell at Cardiff University.
This particularly happens in the first trimester of pregnancy, and it's thought that there is some evolutionary advantage here in that it's necessary for the mother to be very careful what she ingests and not to ingest toxins and other poisons, both for her own health and for that of her fetus.
So what could be controlling this sense of smell during pregnancy? Back to Paul.
We have found that female hormones can greatly increase sensitivity to odors in women who are attending to them compared to females who are too young to cycle or compared to postmenopausal women. So it appears that female hormones can influence the function of the olfactory system.
Thanks, Paul, and also to Adam, who got in touch with the question. And finally, thanks to Tim, who also points out that there are cases of expectant mothers with a decreased sense of smell. So it's not a hard and fast rule for all. Now, switching our senses over to safety. Kalind wrote in with this.
Is there a safe way to consume nicotine? Is smoking tobacco a lot worse for your health than snuff?
So, what are the relative harms of nicotine-containing products? Are patches dangerous compared to e-cigarettes? Is snuff a safe alternative to smoking?
Thank you to Hannah Critchlow. And if you have any clues as to the answer to those, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also tweet at Naked Scientists or write them on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. That is it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Dervla Glynn, Fran Ashcroft, David Julius and Carl Dyseroth, and to Hannah for joining me. The production this week was by Kate Lamble. Next week, we're looking at citizen science, big science experiments done with the help of you people at home. Have you taken part in one of these projects or are you trying to get one started? We'd love to hear from you. chris@thenakedscientist.com and give us your experiences. Thank you very much for listening. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith. And until next time, goodbye.